an attempt to extradite a drug lord, and suddenly there's a state of emergency in the Jamaican capital of Kingston. Supporters of alleged drug lord Christopher Dudas Koch have exchanged gunfire with security forces, and that gunfire can be heard in the capital this morning. Karen Madden-James lives in Jamaica. She's a journalist working for the BBC and Jamaican Radio, joining us now from Kingston. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, John.
So, first of all, how much of a surprise was it to the government that this call for an extradition, an agreement to extradite Christopher Dudas Koch, would develop into a more general state of instability and gunfire?
Well, John, I think the government would have anticipated that the community, which has publicly declared their love for Christopher Koch, would have reacted in a negative fashion. I believe, however, that the element or the intensity of that confrontation, they probably were caught just a little flat-footed on.
Tell us a little bit about this drug lord, Christopher Dudas Koch. His nickname is Dudas. What's that all about?
Well, he has been the quote-unquote area leader for the West Kingston community of Tivoli Gardens for several years now. In fact, he inherited that from his father and has been doing so for several years. He has never faced any charges in Jamaica. So for all intents and purposes in Jamaica, he's considered a law-abiding citizen with several business places. People from Tivoli Gardens will tell you that he's their benefactor, that he sends their children to school, that he helps women, that women in his community are safe from sexual assaults and so on, that he settles disputes in the community in an amicable fashion. So as far as they are concerned, he's their president.
Interesting. Karen Madden-James from Kingston. So this puts the government in a pretty vulnerable position, that they're just doing the bidding of the U.S. government, and I gather there's some sensitivity about that. Does that complicate the efforts to get people to support the government in bringing Christopher Koch in?
Well, John, I think the duration of time between the request, the extradition request, and the government signing off on that extradition request has probably contributed to where we are now. The United States government had requested the extradition since last August. The government quibbled. The government said the evidence gathered by the U.S. was illegally done, and so they were not able to sign over a Jamaican citizen to them. 9 months later, they have changed that position, and I do believe that, and several persons here do too, believe that delay probably contributed to where we are now.
Looking around the streets of Kingston, what evidence is there that Christopher Koch is going to get broad support from the people if the government really pushes this home?
Well, based on what we saw on the streets of Kingston yesterday, it appears that the support is growing for him and that people are prepared to go the extra mile, whatever that takes, to defend him.
Now, when you say extra mile, is that, are we talking demonstrations or are we talking militias actually confronting the government with weapons?
I think it has moved past demonstrations now, John. We saw demonstrations earlier this week, yesterday afternoon. We saw gunshots. We saw gunmen prepared to take on the security forces in Kingston.
Wow.
Leading to the government declaring a state of emergency.
A state of emergency in Kingston, Jamaica. Karen Madden-James is in Jamaica for the BBC. She works also for Jamaican Radio, talking about a standoff between Christopher Dudas Koch, an alleged drug lord, wanted in the United States on drugs and weapons charges, and the Jamaican government attempting to extradite him to the U.S.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.